Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. If you would like to answer the question, how to speak better English, then look no further than our Adept English podcasts. Every week we release two podcasts, one on a Monday, one on a Thursday. So if you're asking how to speak better English, then the answer is right here. Listen to Adept English podcasts. If you want to know how our system of learning English works, sign up for our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English. In this course, you'll learn the 7 rules which help your English language become fluent. And we have courses and podcasts to give you more practice using our technique. Just check out our website at adeptenglish.com. So, if you've never listened to one of our podcasts before, the idea is that you learn by listening. You listen to the podcast a number of times and you use the transcript, the written version, to help you. So this week, the topic for our podcast is a news story from the BBC website. It's another story about Norway, this time about one of their hotel chains. A chain, in this context, means a company which owns a number of hotels or other businesses. So one Norwegian hotel chain is trying to address the problem of wasted food and the problem of obesity at the same time. The BBC website says that approximately one third, that's 33% of the world's food is wasted, is thrown away, put in the bin. So food waste is a terrible problem, especially when some people haven't got enough to eat. And at the same time, obesity, O-B-E-S-I-T-Y. Obesity is a terrible problem as well. Obesity means the problem of people being overweight, too heavy, eating too much. And there are all kinds of health problems which come with obesity. So two great big worldwide problems. So the chain of hotels in Norway have changed the way that they serve their buffet food. The word buffet, B-U-F-F-E-T, is a noun, and it's used to describe how hotels often serve food. They do it especially with breakfast. If it's a buffet, the food is arranged on tables, in big dishes, on sometimes what are called hot plates. These are dishes or pans which are heated to keep the food warm. And basically, if it's a buffet, you serve yourself. And there's such a lot of food, you probably serve yourself quite a lot. So there are already some bits of vocabulary which may be new to you. Hotel chain, obesity, buffet. So how to speak better English? Well, useful vocabulary practice like this. So what is it that the Norwegian hotels have changed about their buffet? Well, they've reduced, they've made smaller the plates, the serving dishes. They put out less food altogether. Even the spoons, the tongs, or whatever the food is served with are smaller. Smaller plates, smaller dishes, smaller cups, smaller serving dishes, smaller portions. What happens is that the hotel guests automatically eat less. Somehow, if you are serving yourself food from very large dishes onto very large plates, you put more on your plate. Then, at the end of the meal, you can't eat everything, so you throw it away. And this happens all the time with hotel food. If everything is smaller, you serve yourself less, and maybe you even appreciate the food more. The Norwegian hotels have found that A, they spend less money on food, so it's good for their profits. B, there's less food waste. They've managed to reduce their waste food by 10% and are aiming to reduce it by 20% next year. And C, the hotel guests don't mind because many of them travel a lot. They eat hotel food all the time and they don't want to put on any more weight. So everyone is happy with it. And if you do want more food, then it's a buffet, so you can always go back for more. So for anyone who finds that when they eat out in the US, the UK, Europe, that the plates are too large and that the portion, the amount of food is too much and they can't eat it all, this is such a good idea. Less food wasted, less obesity, fewer health problems. Why do the Norwegians have so many good ideas? Anyway, if you want to continue learning how to speak better English, remember to listen to this podcast a number of times until you understand all the words and you can hear it and understand it all without any effort. If you want to go faster in your learning, then have a look at our courses page at adeptenglish.com and you can buy courses to accelerate your learning even faster, even more. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.